Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Look at John chapter 12, verse 24. And we're building in the Spirit right now. We're building something. John chapter 12, verse 24, and then Hebrews 2, 9 and 10. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Jesus isn't referring to a mansion in the sky. Look, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." So Jesus is that corn of wheat. Amen. He says, see, I'm going to the Father, but I'm going to the Father through death.
Amen.
But see, when I go through death, I'm the corn of wheat that falls into the ground and dies. But Amen. That's what brings forth a harvest.
Yes, yes.
If I don't go through death to the Father, then I will, even if I do go through, if I don't go through death to the Father, then I will be the only one doing these works. But he said, through death, I'm going to the Father, and except this corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. They're not taking my life. I'm laying it down. But I'm laying it down for your sake. Get that verse up in Hebrews. I'll show you. Show you why he purposed to die. Do we have it? But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man.
Amen.
Look at verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. Look at why was the purpose of his death? In bringing many sons unto glory. Yeah, he went through that to bring us where he is.
Amen.
Yes.
To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So Jesus did all this stuff.
Yes.
For us.
Yes.
He did it all.
Amen.
He said, greater works you're going to do. Because I'm going to my dad. We got something ready for y'all.
Amen.
Do you see it? Jesus here isn't referring to any mansions in the sky. He's talking about you.
Amen. Amen.
What is the place Jesus is preparing in us? And where was he when he said that where I am, there you may be also? Let me ask that question again. What is the place Jesus is preparing in us? And where was he when he said that where I am? Where was he when he said, where I am, you may be there also? John 14, 3. Again, pull that back up. Now understand something. Jesus, when he said what he said, he wasn't on his way to heaven. He was standing in front of his disciples in a physical body. All right, a physical body on the earth. He was right there among them and with them.
Amen.
He was talking about where he was in the spirit. It had nothing to do with geographical.
Amen.
It had nothing to do with out there somewhere. He was standing right among his disciples, and he was saying that where I am. In other words, he was saying, where I am in the spirit,
Amen.
Where I dwell in the spirit,
Amen.
You may be there also. I'm going to the Father. I'm going through death so that I can bring many sons into this glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's about. That's what the whole death was about, bringing us into that place of glory. He said that he's speaking right to them that that I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am right now, you see where I am. You see everything I touch prospers. You see the wind and the waves obey me. The dead have to obey me. Amen. The earth has to obey me. Everything obeys me. In other words, there's total dominion. I'm doing this. My Father and I are doing this so that we can bring you into this glory. A physical body. Not a resurrected. He wasn't resurrected yet. He hadn't been crucified yet. He was walking around. He got hungry. He got tired. He rode donkeys. He was persecuted. Amen. All these things. A physical body. But he said, where I am in this, I'm going to do some stuff for you. Amen. So that where I am and what you have seen me do, you will do even greater. Amen. You will be a son of glory. Amen. You will walk in this same glory in your physical body. Amen. Not in the sweet by and by. So, Jesus had the fullness. Let me. We often see, you know, Christmas and stuff. Thank God for gifts. People want to do nice things, but it's a psyop. People always put Jesus back in the manger. Little baby Jesus. Then you got the black man, the Chinese man, and the white guy that come, you know, with gifts. The three wise men. It wasn't just three of them. But they got, that's how they do it. Going back. No, I'm reminded when John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. It wasn't no baby in no manger. It was the resurrected king. But now, look here. We're talking about Jesus before the death and burial. So get the manger scene out of your head. We're talking about how he walked before he was crucified and resurrected, how he walked in the natural body. Look, and scripture will back it up. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Colossians 1, 18 and 19. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now, I want you to see verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. While he was in that physical body, the fullness was in him. This is a mystery. How he embodied the fullness. Get that back. Let verse 19 back up for me. For it pleased the Father that in him should dwell, should that in him should all fullness, not 30-fold, not just some miracles, not 60-fold, the fullness. Somebody say full. The fullness of the Godhead was in a bodily form. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all there. See, people, you never hear Jesus say amen after prayer. We've been doing some study in the men's ministry. I was touching on this. Again, you know, etymology, they've put words and spells and curses in our language where we cut things off. He never said amen after prayer. Never. We don't show me in the Bible. If you find it in the Bible, then I'll repent. But it's not in there. And why? There's a reason why. This is why we must focus on what's coming out of our mouth. This message is the fruit of your lips. And you're going to see at the end what it means by the fruit of your lips. Okay? So, Jesus had the fullness of God in him. Now, being born again simply because, and I won't say simply, that's a narrow word to use, but because you are born again means you have received the earnest. In other words, you have received the down payment of that which is promised. Give me 2 Corinthians 1:22. So now that you're born again, you have the earnest. That's the down payment on your house. Yeah, you got an amount, or the down payment on your car. That's earnest money. That's what it's called, earnest money. You know, the down payment on something that you're going to purchase. You don't have the whole sum of it, but you have a down payment. Now here, 2 Corinthians 1:22, we see that. Who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So when we're born again, we receive earnest money. We got the down payment. Amen. Earnest money. The challenge is for you not to stay there with just earnest money. You might have a monthly payment. Well, I paid. I put the money down. Well, you better pay. 3 months, they'll be coming for it. Right? So just about, I got the earnest. But see, there's more to it than the earnest. The earnest is the 30-fold. And those in the 30-fold are saved. God loves them. Don't touch them. They're the apple of his eye. They're engraven upon the palms of his hands. If they never change, they got their ticket in. They belong to God. Don't criticize them. Amen. Don't oppress them. Leave them alone, because they belong to God. Listen, when the Lord had me live on the street for 40 days, I met a lot of people on the street that were genuinely saved. They didn't want nothing else. They didn't want no big cars, no fine homes. I met doctors that were formerly doctors, surgeons, living on the river in Arizona, coming to my chapel services. He said, no. And some of them, because of such trauma, and, you know, somebody stole so much from them, they just lost it all. They prefer. And some of them, I won't say it's better, but I did notice this, that there are people that are living like that are a lot freer than folk that come to church every Sunday. They're free in their mind. They can spot a crook in a minute. No, that person's lying. That's a hypocrite. They're free, bound up in this, but they're free. They're free. You can't corral them. They might come once, but you'll never see them again. They're gone. They're gone with the wind.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.